Pot Radio Network is pleased to present Encounter, a public service program here on KSIV that spotlights local Christian events and provides information and resources to enrich your lives. And now, your Encounter host, Judy Redlick.
I'm Judy Redlick. Welcome to this edition of Encounter. Did you know that there were a lot of people helping to decorate the White House for Christmas? Well, my guest today is Christy Schopper, and she is from the Alton, Illinois area, and she was one of those people privileged to help in decorating the White House. Now, where did it all begin, and what was the experience like? Let's ask Christy. I've asked her to come to the studio today and share with you. Christy, welcome.
Thanks so much for having me, Judy.
Did you ever think you'd go to the White House?
Oh my goodness, in this capacity, absolutely not. I was just incredibly humbled and honored.
So how did your journey all begin?
Well, I believe that my journey to the White House probably began when I was a sixth grader. I started volunteering, and volunteering is just giving back has been, you know, sort of who I am and what I've done in my career. So I would say my journey began way back then. You know, I think God puts different paths and different things on our hearts that we don't know what he's up to at the time. But I can kind of see all of this in his providence leading me down the path as I've come to this point.
So you thought about adoption. You cried about kids that needed good families. And then you had kids of your own and you homeschooled. Talk about that a little bit.
Yes. So I think that, you know, I kept thinking, why me? Why this year? Why this time? Why this moment? And the theme this year that the First Lady chose was home is where the heart is. And I have spent the greatest part of my life's work has been homeschooling my boys for the last 12 years. And so it just really resonated deeply with me, you know, as we came to this culmination point.
How did you get asked to come to the White House?
So the White House, I applied and was chosen. 145 people from all across the country were chosen to be part of this year's team, over 12,000 applicants, and it's just fantastic. So I think it's a culmination of, you know, that enduring American spirit that you want to be part of something greater than itself, which is, you know, also our message as Christians. You know, we want to do something and contribute to the kingdom beyond. And so I applied and was selected and then left right before Thanksgiving and spent 6 days decorating inside the White House.
What was that like?
Awe-inspiring, you know, just absolute chills to be there in that. I've always had such a reverence for the office of the presidency and respect for the first ladies. You know, each one is such a pioneer in their own realm. And I believe that there's just an inherent dignity in each one of those presidents, you know, and the contributions they've made to our country. And so to walk over the threshold of the White House that first day, I was brought to just tears. You know, it's beautiful. The chandeliers are, you know, beautiful, and the trees are partially lit. And then to know that I'm not only there as a guest, but then also a worker and serving our country in that way was just an honor.
Tell me what a day was like at the White House as you and your team were working. You worked on the jingle team?
I was on Team Jingle. We were assigned to the grand foyer. There were 29 trees that needed to be lit and decorated. Our days started before the sun came up. Each day we loaded the bus, were transported into the White House, and then it was a full day of work. You know, covered in pine sap, covered in pine needles, but still smiling. We worked like 12-hour days often. The White House actually fed us breakfast and lunch in the state dining room. So President Lincoln's portrait was looking over us all of those days while we were there serving. And then, you know, sometimes we would culminate our day after dark again and head back to the hotel to get some rest before the next day. The scale of this event was what was the most impactful, I think. You know, just the number of ornaments, the number of stems of flowers. You know, it looked like a field of flowers. It was just absolutely amazing, that the sheer number.
Did you get to use your own creativity, or did they have the blueprint already laid out for you and the pieces to go on the decorative trees and everything. Did they have all that for you?
Yes. So a kind of a combination of both. There were times where we were able to use our creativity and then the team, but really the vision comes down from the First Lady. So the First Lady casts her vision. Her designer watercolored these beautiful images from what she described her decor to be this year. And then the five team leaders led each of us through that process. So it was really well orchestrated. Our team leader had all of the supplies. And then, but we were edited, you know, as we went along the process. So the First Lady's team would come in and say a little more of this, a little less of that. This is her preference. And so then we would make those edits to our design plans.
Did you have any prior experience in decorating, or how did you get to this point?
Yes. So I have done a lot of things. I've had a pretty eclectic work history. So I've worked for corporate America, not-for-profits, and then small businesses. I've done interior decorating and design on the side. I've done events, planning, operations, you know, just kind of the full gamut and perspective. Mm-hmm. So I have done those, and then also, you know, spent those last 12 years, of course, homeschooling my two boys.
So it wasn't on as grand of a scale as the White House.
No, my largest audience was probably an event of 1,000. Mm-hmm. So this is definitely the largest scale. We're talking 51 Christmas trees throughout, 75 handmade wreaths, more than 300,000 tree lights, 25,000 feet of ribbon. There were 6,000 Legos in each one of those portraits that were in the green room, the toy room. There were 10,000 butterflies in the red room, which I love the message of that as well. The gingerbread house had 120 pounds of gingerbread.
120 pounds? Who baked all that?
I know. That staff was fantastic. What a beautiful creation that gingerbread house is.
And what happens to all that stuff after Christmas is over?
Well, there is a crew that comes and takes off all of the lights, which I mean is fantastic. The 14-foot tree in our space had over 65 sets of lights on it. So, I mean, those trees glow and sparkle from the inside out. They use the Martha Stewart method of lighting trees, which is also the way my dad has historically always lit our Christmas trees.
Which is how? From the inside
out? The inside out. So you start at the trunk, you line every branch, and you go back and forth all the way from the tip to the trunk. Well, really the trunk from the tip and back again. So it's a cumbersome project, especially when you're dealing with, you know, live trees.
Live trees.
Yes.
So those live trees then are harvested somewhere and brought to the White House. There's no artificial trees that they save for the next year.
No, there are no artificial trees used in the White House that, to my knowledge.
How about your faith as you were at the White House? How did your faith help you, or were you able to talk about your faith as you all decorated?
You know, I was absolutely blown away by the caliber of people, the other volunteers that I was serving with, a lot of really faithful people that told me about their stories. Actually, there was one volunteer who was leaving. Her husband had fought in the Vietnam War, and she sent this beautiful story of his life and faith, growth of faith. They celebrated their 55th anniversary on Thanksgiving.
Oh, cool.
Yes. But personally, you know, my friends Jim and Ann from Colson sent me this scripture that, you know, we hear every Christmas. It's Isaiah 9:6. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. But for me to be in the White House this year and to realize the context of that scripture, you know, I'm so thankful that our government is not on the shoulders of mere men, that we have, you know, our Lord Jesus Christ on the throne, and that, you know, Satan is a defeated foe. And so we have that to rely on, not only mere men and women who are in our government. So when I came home, I actually received a postcard from Colson with that same scripture on it. Oh. And so it just is one of those that keeps repeating. Of course, it is a verse for Christmas, but also just incredibly impactful this year as I've spent time in, you know, the highest place in our government, in our country.
Christy Schopper went to the White House to help to decorate for Christmas this year. Now, you are part of the Colson Fellowships Program. Is that how you got into this whole thing and found out about the White House needing people to decorate?
Well, actually, those are entirely separate, but I did spend this last year with Colson Fellows. So Chuck Colson worked for President Nixon and developed the Prison Fellowship Ministry while he was in prison. It went on to become the Colson Fellows Program. So Colson is a deep dive into worldview and theology, and there's cohorts all over the United States. I am actually part of a cohort in St. Louis, and it's an amazing group of people who are digging into worldview, to digging into the cultural moment that we're living in, and to try to live out that kingdom message in our communities in a better, more impactful way.
But being in the Colson program didn't help you get to the White House.
No, absolutely not.
You just applied and you got there. Okay, so did you get to meet the president's wife, Melania?
Mrs. Trump came down and spoke for about 6 to 8 minutes, thanking us for our service and for our time in the White House, and then returned to her residence.
As you think of your whole journey, what scripture has fortified you throughout the years?
Well, goodness, our homeschool scripture for Fortitude School has always been Hebrews 12:1-2, which is running your race with perseverance. We're surrounded by this great cloud of witnesses, and we're to run our race with perseverance. And, you know, God gives us each specific gifts and talents, and we're to run our own race, not one another's race. There's, you know, this idea in culture that there's a scarcity of all things. And I believe that, you know, people that believe in scarcity believe in a very small God. Our God is really large, and he's the one setting our pathways. And so that scripture for us has been just really orienting to allow us to really lean into what he has for us and to not worry about all of the other noise.
So in a couple of sentences, what takeaway would you like our audience to get from this show?
I would love for people to understand 1 Peter 4:10, that each of us has been blessed with one of God's wonderful gifts, and those are to be used in the service of others, and so that we should use our gifts well.
Team Jingle, Christy Schopper was a part of that to decorate the grand foyer at the White House in 2025. Christy, thanks for being my guest today. And you never know where God's going to put you as you listen. I'm Judy Redlich. This is Encounter. We'll be right back. If you've listened to me at any time at all, or you've been friends with me, you know that I love to help people tell their story. Another thing I enjoy doing is helping people find their highest potential. If you're in a life's rut and you just can't figure out how to get past your stuck place, a life coach like me could help. Let me walk with you through your journey of transition. I'm a Christian life coach, and to find out more about my coaching, go to my coaching page at judyredlich.com or email me at jredlichspeaks@gmail.com.
Check out more of Judy's interviews at judyredlich.com. That's JUDYREDLICH.com. Or email her at judyredlichspeaks@gmail.com. Friend her on Facebook, connect with her on LinkedIn. And if you want to learn how your business could be a sponsor on Judy Redlich's website, email her at jredlichspeaks@gmail.com.